Would you bow your head with me for a moment? Lord, you've been good to us, always good to us. We thank you for that today. I pray for your special touch and anointing right now as we open up your word. May your strength be realized in our weakness today. Surround us with your presence. Let us hear your voice. Let us feel your presence. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10, begins this verse with the finality. He said, "Finally, my brethren." Finally, my brethren. You'll find it in some translations that he also, that it's recorded there in different translations, that he is speaking specifically to loved people. That they are loved. Brethren is who he's talking about. I believe that we could put in there a word that is used sometimes in King James language, but also in Scripture we find, beloved brethren. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. One of the greatest misconceptions of Christian life is that faith eliminates weakness. I hope that you've never experienced that misconception, because it is a misconception. Just because you have faith in God does not eliminate your weakness. The truth is that God never promised his people that they would never feel weak. He promised that his strength would be sufficient in that weakness. When you feel weak, his strength is made promised to us. Notice the words that Paul gives here. Carefully consider what he is saying here and what he is not saying here. He does not say, be strong in your experience. Sometimes when we have experience, when we have things of the past that we build on or that we live by, and we take experience to be a sort of a strength in present tense. Jesus isn't wanting us to build a strength or find strength in our experience. He's not saying be strong in your experience. He's not saying be strong in your abilities. If you've been successful in the past at something, the experience of the past can develop in your mind a misconception that you're able now to do something else. And while it's good to a certain degree, it's good to a certain point for us to rest in the successes of the past. And when God has given strength in the past, we need to realize and be remembering that it's his strength in the present. He didn't even say, be strong in who you are in Christ, as wonderful as that is. But he says, be strong in the Lord. You say, well, why is it not something for us to realize strength in who we are in Christ? Well, that gives us a little bit of a superiority or a little bit of self-strength in our thinking when we think about our relationship in Christ. We're thankful for that. I believe that it's a beautiful aspect of it, but it still solely rests in him, the source of our strength. The source of our strength is not found within ourselves, but in him. The Christian life is not about self-sufficiency. It's about God's sufficiency. not about self-sufficiency, it's about God's sufficiency. Whether we realize it or not, or whether we want to accept it or not, every believer will eventually encounter a situation that will expose their limitations. Exposing their limitations. It doesn't matter how capable an individual is, somewhere along the line there's an encounter, a situation that will expose the limitations that they have. Maybe it's a diagnosis from a doctor. Perhaps it's an unseen, sudden financial burden that takes place, or perhaps it's the loss of a loved one. Maybe, God forbid it to happen, maybe it's a wayward child. You see, there's situations that we encounter that expose our limitations. Sometimes it just might simply be, not simply as in some small aspect, but simply as in the reality that of a burden that would be pressed upon us that will not lift. Something in our lives that is a burden to us, an encounter with a situation that exposes your limitations. You see, it's in those moments. Whatever the need is, whatever the circumstance, whatever that situation is, it's in those moments that we discover that our strength is not enough. Yet that discovery itself is not a defeat. It is very often the place where God begins His greatest work. I believe that the Apostle Paul understood this. When we read in the Corinthians that he prayed repeatedly that his thorn in the flesh would be removed, and God's answer was simply, "My grace is sufficient for you. Lord, I need more than that. Lord, I want more than that. I want you to do something bigger than that. I want you to be more bold in this situation. I can't take it anymore. I can't bear it anymore. I need something more from you." But it doesn't matter what we think we need. God's answer for Paul the Apostle in this momentous circumstance that he was placed in, or was placed in him, was simply the answer: rely on me, my grace is sufficient. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. And when Paul learned that lesson, he was then able to say, "When I am weak, then through you I am strong." God wanted him to realize that his weakness is not an obstacle to divine power, but it is often the stage upon which divine power then is displayed. That's a phenomenal thought when you stop and think about that. My weakness, my inability, my limitation, whatever it is, can possibly be the stage upon which God displays His power to somebody. It may just simply be to me. It may be somebody who's close to me. But it's also possible that the stage of my life and my limitations can be the place where God reveals to others. And we find that true in the Apostle Paul's life. It wasn't just the stage of his life for himself personally, but the stage of his life and the circumstances of his life at this very moment have reached through the centuries of time for people countless to grasp and to realize that it's possible through the grace of God for them. For me. You think about people that God used throughout Scripture. And I know that we use these men repeatedly to illustrate this very concept. But I'm persuaded that we need many reminders in life. But you think about Moses, who was incapable of speaking, and Gideon considered himself to be the least of his people in Israel. David was just a shepherd boy, but he was facing a giant. None of these people possessed something within themselves. They did not have sufficient strength by themselves for the task that was placed before them. But each one of them discovered the reality of God's sufficiency in their moment of need as they trusted in Him. The Lord often allows us to come to the end of ourselves so that we can discover the beginning of His power. A song that I believe was written in 1930 by Annie Johnson Flint. A song that probably the majority of us here know. We could probably sing it in the quietness of our own homes when we have exhausted the store of endurance, when our strength is failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving has only begun. As long as we think we can handle everything, we tend to rely on ourselves, but when our resources have been exhausted, then it's at that point in time when we are driven to prayer, we are given to dependence, and we must trust Him who is faithful to give strength. You see, it's in those times of struggle that spiritual strength is forged in our lives. Perhaps someone here today is feeling weary. Whatever that circumstance is that has been pressed in your life and you have encountered a limitation because of the circumstance that you are dealing with, you have prayed and you have waited, you have carried the burden longer than what you expected to have to carry that burden. This verse is a reminder that God has not abandoned you. The same God who sustained Israel in the wilderness and preserved Daniel in the lion's den and strengthened Paul in prison is able to strengthen you today, is able to strengthen me today. It might be that the added portion of burden comes to you when you realize that you don't know what tomorrow holds, and it's hard enough to carry the burden of today, and you wonder what tomorrow, what next week will be, and how in the world, if I'm struggling under the burden now, how can I bear anything greater and anything more? Well, it's not so much that we know about tomorrow and what it holds, but that we can know the one who holds that tomorrow. God's power is not diminished. His promises have not failed. His grace has not run dry. And whatever battle you face today, you can have confidence to know and trust that you are not in it alone. Mark this down in your memory. Mark it down in your mind. Do not measure your future by your weakness, but measure your future by His power. Measure it by God's power. Why? Because the Christian's confidence is not in our own strength. It's not that I am strong enough. It is God is strong enough. When your strength is gone, lean on His. When your wisdom fails, seek His. When your courage wavers, trust in His promise, His promises. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Even though the road is not easy, God walks with you. And this God that we're speaking of is the Almighty God. And you have every reason to be encouraged today because of His strength. Finally, my brethren, Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Would you stand with me this morning? Amen. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.